Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
President Trump makes history by being the first president of the United States to appear live at the annual March for Life. We're going to be talking about this historic moment on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber and Holly Mead. We have worked for decades to advance the pro-life movement, to defend the sanctity of every individual, born and unborn, who are made in the image of God. And in the past, we've had some pro-life presidents that said that they were pro-life, and maybe they sprinkle the word pro-life here or there, including Ronald Reagan. Once in a while, he would mention something small about pro-life in his speeches, and certainly he's the one who declared the National Day of the Sanctity of Life on January 22. So we certainly are appreciative for his efforts. But no president in history ever appeared live at the annual March for Life until 2020, and that was President Trump. The speech that he delivered was absolutely riveting, Matt. This, you know, we can't underestimate the historic nature of this, because even the New York Times finally actually put the March for Life on the front page above the fold. Usually the media, even including Fox News in the past, have either ignored the March for Life, or in Fox News' case, I remember one year I was there, about 500,000 people were there. The majority of them were young people, and all it got on Fox News was a little trailer at the bottom of the television set. But now, because he is there, it not only gained national attention, and you could not ignore it, but also worldwide attention, that the President of the United States takes it seriously enough to appear in person to address a powerful speech about defending and protecting the sanctity of every human life.
Yeah, it was so powerful, his speech. And, you know, again, you, I, we've all been to multiple March for Life events. And these are hundreds of thousands of people, primarily young people, in support of life. Of course, the New York Times and other media outlets reporting on this report it as an anti-abortion event. And I also noticed that a number of them reported that President Trump kind of suddenly has become pro-life later in life. Well, that's called a conversion. I mean, he could not be insincere in expressing these powerful words. So he has had a clear change of heart. And I believe that God is responsible for that. He has opened President Trump's eyes, and he has become the most pro-life president we've ever seen. And now, finally, the media kind of had no choice but to cover the March for Life because President Trump was the headliner.
Yeah, except for CBS. CBS, yeah. During President Trump's speech, actually interviewed the CEO of Planned Parenthood, or the acting CEO of Planned Parenthood in Davos, right, Switzerland, about pro-abortion and Planned Parenthood. So you can really see the bias in CBS. Yeah. But here the president gave some very powerful words. And Holly, this is one of the statements that the president gave, and there's so many. We have the president's speech posted on our Liberty Counsel Facebook. But it says this: all of us here understand an eternal truth. Every child is a precious and sacred gift from God. Together, we must protect, cherish, and defend the dignity and the sanctity of every human life. When we see the image of a baby in the womb, we glimpse the majesty of God's creation. When we hold a newborn in our arms, we know the endless love that each child brings to a family. When we watch a child grow, we see the splendor that radiates from each human soul. One life changes the world. From my family, and I can tell you, I send love, and I send great, great love. And from the first day in office, I have taken historic action to support America's families and to protect the unborn. That's a powerful statement.
Oh, absolutely. And you could just see, you could see the energy. I mean, I watched it live online. You could see the energy of the attendees there as he's talking these words that just were riveting. Here's another example. He said, "We cannot know what our citizens yet unborn will achieve, the dreams they will imagine, the masterpieces they will create, the discoveries they will make. But we know this, every life brings love into this world. Every child brings joy to a family. Every person is worth protecting. And above all, we know that every human soul is divine, and every human life, born and unborn, is made in the holy image of Almighty God."
Wow.
That's amazing. Woo. To come from the Woo. President of the United States of America, right, standing together in person to speak this to not only the nation, but entire world listening in as the president stands. That is a powerful statement. You know, on the other hand, we have a governor in the Commonwealth of Virginia that says that once a baby is born, he would have a conversation with the mother about what? About whether to allow it to just simply die. This is a baby that's already born and is alive. You know, we're talking about the sanctity of human life, and the National Sanctity of Human Life Day and the memorial for the unborn going back to January 22, 1973, when the Supreme Court issued this horrendous decision that has resulted in the shedding of much innocent blood. That comes around the same time as the Holocaust Memorial, where millions of Jews and others were slaughtered by the Nazis because they didn't have a sanctity of human life ethic. They based their idea in an evolutionary model, and they tried to speed up what they thought was creating a super race and therefore eliminating certain categories or of people that they felt were parasitic to the human race and problems to the human race progressing. That's exactly what we have here, is this abolition of the sanctity of human life, that a human life is not worth anything, and you can just simply discard it for other personal choices to advance your own life. And yet, here we have a president that is standing strong for life,
yeah,
and the policies that are coming out of this administration are the most pro-life policies in American history. It gives encouragement. I know, Matt, when we were watching that speech, different people in our Liberty Council staff were sending communications to one another about how, you know, I got a call from one of our staff, a woman, and she was crying.
Yeah.
Because just to see that statement and to work so hard to see the precious lives of these babies being protected and being advanced for protection by the President of the United States of America.
That statement was indicative of a biblical worldview. It shows me evidence that the president is experiencing the Lord's sanctification, that the Lord is working on his heart. You know, we can't get into his mind and his heart, and his relationship with God is between he and God. But it clearly showed a biblical worldview in terms of the sanctity of life. Whereas you mentioned the Holocaust Museum, I went there, and it is steeped in a materialist worldview, a neo-Darwinist worldview. And don't forget Darwin's famous work on the origin of the species. Its original title, before they figured out it was not politically correct, was On the Origin of Species by Means of Natural Selection or the Preservation of Favored Races in the Struggle for Life. That is a utilitarian, eugenic worldview. And when I was at the Holocaust Museum, I could not avoid seeing the stark parallels between the Nazi Holocaust and the dehumanization of the Jewish people and the dehumanization of the unborn.
Yeah, yeah, and that's exactly the same philosophy of Margaret Sanger, the founder of Planned Parenthood.
Right, and that's why it's so powerful when he says every human life, born and unborn, is made in the holy image of Almighty God. Because those who are rejecting the sanctity of life are ultimately rejecting God and his creation, as each of us are created in his image. And even now with technology, we can see even before there's a heartbeat, there is life there. Life is at conception, and we need to acknowledge that and embrace that.
And let me encourage you and also challenge you with this statement toward the end of his speech. Together, he said, we will defend this truth all across our magnificent land. We will set free the dreams of our people. And with a determined hope, we look forward to all of the blessings that will come from the beauty, talent, purpose, nobility, and grace of every American child. Let us stand together. Let us be encouraged, and let us continue to pray and to work to protect the unborn. I believe in our lifetime we will see it happen. Never give up. Never get discouraged. Join us in this noble fight. Go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. That's lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776.